AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
We are tackling real problems that people face, doing it in a way that's accessible and achievable. And then we ultimately end up in a place where those solutions that are brought to the table can make that impact.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to a special edition of Ag Bioscience. Food, it's the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet. And while gains have been made to improve access, challenge remains. It's a powerful stat. More than 44 million people in the U.S. face hunger, including one in five kids. We are leading an effort to bring innovation, to solve that, to tackle the challenge of hunger. And today's guest is at the front of that. Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, Jeff Zients, Senior Director of Innovation at Agrinovis. Jeff, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, Mitch. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for being here. We launched HungerTech. Agrinovis launched HungerTech 3 years ago now.
3 years.
HungerTech, really this idea of how do we connect innovation to solve one of the greatest challenges, I think, of humankind. Give us a flyover, Jeff. What is HungerTech and why has this become such an important piece, the innovation puzzle within ag bioscience?
The most exciting thing for me is HungerTech is an additive piece to helping find solutions for food insecurity. You and the Agrinovis team, before I even came on, saw this opportunity to leverage what we did in the ag bioscience industry to really make a difference in adding support to those who don't have enough to eat. And so HungerTech is that exact thing. So what we do each cycle that we run a HungerTech challenge is that we do research to try to determine what areas and where can technology make that impact. And then we enable innovators to go do that. And the most important piece of HungerTech from our perspective is that this is sustainable business creation, not philanthropy-driven support, which makes sure that we can still support those philanthropy organizations that are crucial to helping food insecurity while also leveraging the market to bring that level of support.
It is a powerful tool using economics to drive change, this interconnection between philanthropy, doing good, doing well, all of those things play together. I'll never forget the research that came out. We worked with Purdue University and tucked inside research, gosh, back from probably 2021 now, that identified in the future food security will be driven more by connectivity than proximity, meaning proximity to a local grocery store. And if you look back to the pandemic, I mean, you and I have talked about this so many times. What we saw was is food was delivered to our homes, whether that be DoorDash or shipped or wherever it may be. And now you are in the third year, launching the third year of HungerTech. How has it actually worked, right? You're going out, you're talking to students, you're talking to entrepreneurs, you're talking to companies. Give us an idea who's in this mix and how it actually works to go from here's a problem, weeks later, here's a solution.
First, let me add one other group of people that we're talking to is those who are food insecure.
I think, well said.
Ultimately, those stakeholders across the board, whether they're experiencing it acutely or connecting with it kind of tertiarily. But I think ultimately, engaging all those stakeholders to make the problem, understand what's going on that side, understand how to impact it, and then focusing on using technology to impact it. And so as we go out and kind of run these challenges, we are tackling real problems that people face, doing it in a way that's accessible and achievable. And then we ultimately end up in a place where those solutions that are brought to the table can make that impact. And so the last 2 years, we've got some great, exciting wins from those 2 years, including folks that did not win the challenge that continue on. And so it's really exciting to see all of these people that take part drive that forward.
And so this is a challenge driven by research, define the problem, and then everything that we would talk with an early stage startup about, define the problem, are you uniquely positioned to solve the problem, go solve the problem. Defining the problem to be solved is so critical. You just published research identifying the problem this year's challenge will center on. walk us through what that research said and what you're really focused on this year in HungerTech.
One of the most exciting things about this year's HungerTech Challenge is that we actually did a mini challenge leading up to it. And so we ran what we called our first ever research sprint, in which we enabled students, innovators, researchers, anybody in the space to identify a problem and bring the research to us that support that problem. And our winner, Tushar Sonvani, actually brought to us this research that kind of outlined the fact that there's an opportunity to use technology to use market-driven models to increase food security that's both environmentally sustainable and economically viable. And so that's where the challenge scope came from this year. And there's many additional layers to that. I would encourage anybody that's listening to this, please check out the research on the Agrinovus website. But there's opportunities from infrastructure or planning or forecasting. All of these things have opportunities in the space that it's not just one solution. And it's really exciting to see that kind of brought up from the research, outline the scope, and now we're making the call for innovators to come solve it.
Well, let's dig into that call, the call for teams. And these teams could be entrepreneurs, they could be students, they could be faculty, they could be anyone who is listening, competing for a $25,000 grand prize. Give us an idea, Jeff, timeline, what they need to do now, and then walk us through what they can experience leading up to that $25,000 check.
Challenge kicks off March 4th and open to anybody, as you said, Mitch, anybody that's interested or passionate about this space, even if you didn't see yourself as an entrepreneur, come on in. We can support you as you go through that. And what we're going to do during the 5 weeks of the challenge is we're going to support you in ideating solutions. We're going to support you in building business models. We're going to support you in connecting with subject matter experts that can help support you and mentor you as you go along. And the final deliverables are a pitch of your idea that will be judged by our esteemed panel of judges. And even more exciting this year, Mitch, in the past, we have been able to announce these winners either online during an event or at our Agrinovus board meeting last year. This year, we were really excited to partner with TechPoint, and we will be announcing the winner of the HungerTech Challenge live at the Mira Awards on April 26th at Old National Center. And we're so really excited to have that partnership, but also be able to elevate the winner of this year's challenge along with that $25,000. But they're going to be in a room of 2,400 tech innovators when they're announced as a winner. And so we're just really excited about all of those things coming together.
We will dig into what some of those successes have been in the past and how Jeff and the team are able to deliver successes well beyond the challenge. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Being your own boss is a different kind of job. You have to work harder, smarter, and you can't afford to let your health slow you down. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau is there with more affordable plans for members who need to stay on top of their health so they can stay on top of their business, whether it's a farm or any other kind of company, concern, or enterprise. To learn more about medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau, visit infbhealthplans.com.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Jeff Sen, Senior Director of Innovation at Agrinovus. Jeff, we've talked a lot about this $25,000 grand prize, the focus at the end of the HungerTech Innovation Challenge, but the successes are far more than capital. You've had a number in the first 2 years, we're entering year three, in the first 2 years of HungerTech, had some really great stories. Share a couple of them.
First, let's talk about the winners, because that's what everybody wants to know. So our first challenge, Civic Champs, based out of Bloomington, Indiana, were a winner. And really what they brought to the table was a pivot of their already existing corporate volunteer management system and leveraging that to get final mile delivery for those who are using SNAP benefits or were in food insecure. We're really proud that they've continued on with that. They've continued to build toward doing not only that, but also leveraging that final mile to help prescriptions, help get to doctor's appointments, all of these things that are food insecure also experience. And so we're really excited. And just a quick plug, that they recently won third place in the NBA, the National Basketball Association pitch competition
that
was just here last weekend. We're so proud of the work Absolutely. They've been doing and the things that are driving forward on that. So that's big win number one, and continue on. Last year's winner, the second year's winner, was Team Green Basket from IUPUI, our first ever student team. I'm very proud that we awarded in a sea of 18 teams. The student team was a winner. They've continued on. They got accepted into Generators G-Beta Accelerator this past fall.
Good.
Drove forward. They continue on. They've got plans to have MVP on market by this summer to help ultimately connect our food insecure neighbors, get the food into their communities, and also leverage the farmer network to also offer an additional piece. So those are two wins from the winners of the challenge. But I also want to call out from the first challenge, we had a company spin up called Food Bridge that continue to build an e-commerce solution that could potentially impact both the nonprofit and for-profit side. We're really excited about what the Food Bridge team drives forward. And then last year's second place winner, Cultivation Connect out of South Bend, continue to drive forward in developing a solution to help inventory management and better experience on the food bank and food pantry side. And those are just four examples of many others that have come from this. And that's what we're hoping to develop is that sticky solution that can help across the board.
When you look at the problem to be solved, and there's so much of this connectivity challenge that we've talked about, you've had a number of challenges now entering year three. When you broaden this out, I mean, we talked about it in the open, one in five children face hunger. When you look at the number of people turning to food banks, philanthropy for help, 2022, the number was 49 million. 49 million people in America turned to food assistance for extra help in 2022. And I look at the network that you've built of really smart innovators, delivery experts, food banks. Walk us through the experience that the teams who are competing, the access that they'll have to these really bright minds who wake up every day and think about how do we get food supply to food demand.
So what they're going to experience through the challenge is kind of an unparalleled experience to connect with these experts. We've got folks that experience or see food insecurity from many different angles and lenses. And it also gives a competitive advantage to those who participate in the challenge to find the niche that they can tackle. One thing that we as the Agrinovus team have talked about in this is that there's not going to be one solution that solves food insecurity. If that were the case, we would have already solved it. But I think the most important thing is that all of these different lenses and experiences, whether that's, you know, connecting with somebody at Central Indiana's largest food bank, all the way to connecting to somebody that sees it from the healthcare side or from the retail side, these are pieces that are going to be able to bring to the table to help arm our participants to be able to create that really lasting solution that can make the impact we're trying to make. And that's something that I believe we uniquely bring to the table and also can help leverage as they drive forward.
Time for one more question here, Jeff. We're talking with Jeff Zients, Senior Director of Innovation at Agrinovus. It's a call to action. People who are listening, they're motivated. They want to go make a difference. They want to use technology to connect food supply with food demand. They want to be in hunger tech. Where do they go? What do they need to do? How do they get involved?
This is the best part, Mitch, is that if you go to the Agrinovus website, agrinovusindiana.com/hungertech, you can get all the information you need right there. So one, there's a sign up link, sign up. I would encourage anybody that's listening to this that is even piques your interest. You're the type of person that should be part of this. Let's talk. If you need a little bit of encouragement, I also have a Calendly link that I would love to sit down and talk to you because you should be part of this.
Let's drop that link in the show notes for this episode. So if you're listening online, just roll down there, click it on, and get in touch with Jeff.
100%. And lastly, don't opt out. You should be part of this. We need the smartest and best people that are passionate about this opportunity to help us make the difference we're trying to make. And so I would just encourage anybody listening, come be part. This will be a great experience and will hopefully make the big difference that we're trying to make in adding food access to those who don't have it.
Jeff, I appreciate your leadership, appreciate everything that you are doing to innovate for good, to ensure that technology can be applied to ag bioscience to ultimately connect food supply to food demand. He's Jeff Zent, Senior Director of Innovation at Agrinovis. Jeff, grateful for your service.
Thanks, Mitch.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.